Jo, klar ho as. Mutis atma. No putis as atluk asatsam. Today we practiced several things, especially classroom objects, classroom verbs, and kitchen objects. I also previewed some of the things that we'll be working on in the coming weeks, especially things to do with the kitchen so that we can tell each other how to prepare food. I will be summarizing all of most of what we did today, but first I want to run through some useful hand signs. You've seen all of these already. I'm going to run through them again, though, to help reinforce them. I've just put in the chat the hand signs that I'm going to demonstrate. First, these are hand signs that we use for the first four question words. A chuck, a cuck, aachen, aachen up. That is a chuck, who, a cuck, what, aachen, how, aachen up, doing what. These are the first four question words that you need to learn. You've heard them all already, but right now they're jumbled up in your mind and you're mixing a lot of them up a lot of the time, which happens to everyone. Today, for example, we talked about who and what people and things are and what they're called. And several of you mixed up a chuck, a cuck. Doing these hand signs is one strategy to help them settle into place in your head. You want to remember that a chuck is for asking about people, a cuck is for asking about things. You want to remember that even though aachen and aachen up sound nearly identical, they mean completely different things. Aachen, how? Aachen up, doing what? The hand signs don't help everyone, but I find them very helpful. And often I'll use them to remind you when we're in immersion and I don't want to translate, but I'll use the hand sign to remind you you're not getting it quite right. A chuck, a cuck, aachen, aachen up. If you've used these to practice, that might help you get on track. Also, for our practice, we just reviewed a couple, four common questions that we often ask using these four question words. A chuck lahak, what's your name? A kakha ahku, what's this? A kan atha itas, how is it outside? How is the weather? A kan aphak, what are you doing? I want to review just three more signs right now. One is say it or copycat. This is a cat. The cat's doing this. And this means I want you to say what I'm saying. If I were saying that to say that in your channel, I would say wei. Wei a chaklahak means I want you to say that. The next sign is accent adjustment. It means I want to help you pronounce that better. Kits yuk. Tsi sa tik yuk. So this means I'm helping you fix your accent, accent adjustment. I'm adjusting this screw here. And the other one is suwa'atli, your turn. Suwa'atli. I will now give a brief review of most of the things we worked on today. I wanted to cover a lot of vocabulary today, including introducing some new vocabulary and reviewing some vocabulary you already know. In order to help us do that, I talked about this suffix, shla, which means to be called. And we reviewed some of the most common forms that the suffix occurs in. Okla, akitla, puchla, achukla, yukla. So with these five forms, we can ask what people and things are called, and we can also make indirect questions, which is an intermediate to advanced topic, which some of you are starting to get a handle on. Using these words, we were able to make simple sentences like, "Akitslaha," what is it called? Achaklaha. What is his or her name? Achaklahak. What's your name? Achaklahas. What's my name? Uklamah. Adam. My name is Adam. Eric Uklameit. Your name is Eric. Hayaakah Kutslayi. I don't know what it's called. Hayaakah Yaklayik. I don't know your name. I don't know what you're called. I gave a quick overview of some important vocabulary domains, including video chat verbs, natsa, chatni, na'a, wikam. To see how to use these video chat verbs, look at the immersion sets handout, which you can get from the quistoup.net curriculum page, and go to the video immersion set. And there we ask questions like, do you see, do you hear, do you see me, do you hear me? I see you, I don't see you, I hear you, I don't hear you. We reviewed classroom objects, tetyak, pipa, kaheks, naksats, pisapityak. I introduced a bunch of classroom verbs, some of which are new to some of you. Those verbs were wa, wawa, naatah, aatu, namatshit, manukwit, nanaa, wiwikapa, uquish. And I also threw in aakiwak, uwak. I also introduced the names of some kitchen things, and we used physical props to help us learn these. But Christine also demonstrated for us how we can simply use hand signs to practice words like naksats, nisyak, hachwah, tlachas, hakyak, kachak, chachak. These next vocabulary domains are things that I haven't given you proper materials to practice yet, but they're going to be important, and we're going to be practicing in them in the coming week, as well as at our immersion session. These include kitchen verbs, locative words for in or on, which are generally speaking more precise than in English. When we talk about being on something, we have to specify whether it's a platform or a screen in Nichano. When we talk about being in something, we usually have to specify whether it's a container, a vessel, liquid, a room, or a body. We have different ins for all of these things. We looked at some, then we looked at some verbs for pouring and cutting. The root for pour is tsi, and from this we get tsichit, tsitsinup, tsiksip. We have at least two roots for cutting, chi and ak. From chi we get chichit, chiatup, chiakweup, cut, cut off, cut apart, which we will be using when we tell each other how to make salad. And another word, a root for cut, is ak. That's where we get the word akyak, which is the generic word for knife in Barkley Sound. Whereas the verbs akshit, ak, akwa tend to be used just for carving. Akyak is any kind of knife, but ak, akwa is specifically carving wood. Or at least, I think in a certain situation it could be used for carving other things, but that is how it's used. These are some of the exercises we did today to practice some of these vocabulary domains. We added the first four endings of the real and question moods to our four video verbs: natsa, chutney, na'a, wikap. We practiced the video immersion set, that is, asking each other if we can see and hear. Then we practiced classroom nouns and verbs. To practice classroom nouns, we took turns asking each other about different classroom things and asking the questions, what is it and what is it called? It is a common problem that people don't properly distinguish these two questions, but we practiced distinguishing them, right? In response to akakha, we might respond ketsyakma. In response to akechlaha ahku, we might respond ketsyak uklama. In doing so, we demonstrate that we understand the difference between asking what is it versus What is it called? To practice the classroom verbs, we practiced making commands out of them and then responding to signal cooperation. For example, taking the verb na'atah, which means listening and is a very common verb in the classroom, we made the commands na'atah'i, to which we responded chu na'atah aktah, na'atah is, na'atah aktah su'wa, na'atah in, chu na'atah aktlin. Making these simple one-word sentences and responding appropriately shows that we know how to use various command endings, we know how to pronounce them properly, and we understand what they mean so that we're able to respond appropriately with a statement. Some things that we reviewed in the process of doing those exercises were, for example, when does the command ending harden versus when does the hardening get pronounced as a glottal stop? When is the vowel of the command mood pronounced long versus short? It sounds short in na'atah'i, na'atah'is, but it sounds long in wei'i, wei'is. Also, with some verbs, we'll get umlaut. That's how we get wa, wei'i, wei'is, wa'aktlah. We don't have to know quite a few details of pronunciation in order to nail those forms. With the verbs namashit manakwit, which mean to try, we made the commands namashi'i, namashi'in, manakwit, manakwi'i, manakwi'in. Here we practiced the pattern that complete aspect forms that end in a lambda lose that lambda when followed by a hardening ending, like the command ending. So this is one of many patterns that we can learn to perform subconsciously by doing what I call word building. We just did a little exercise and demonstration of Survival Conversation 20, which is, do you understand what I'm saying? I don't understand what you're saying. And then we simplified that to a phrase that we actually use more often, which is, do you understand me? Yes, I understand you. No, I don't understand you. In doing so, we also came across the fact that the pronouns si'ya and su'wa sound very close, and it takes people a while to sort them out in their mind, and beginners get them mixed up all the time. It seems kind of perverse that concepts like I and you would sound so similar, but they do. This is the exercise that I use. When I used to get them mixed up, I would simply use my finger to show what each word meant. I would say to myself, si'ya, su'wa, si'ya, su'wa, si'ya, su'wa. I do that 3 or 4 times every time I messed up, and eventually I stopped messing up. So I recommend that as a simple exercise to help you sort those words out.